Peter Lynham.
And how are you today?
G'day, mate. What's going on?
So, the Australians are going to beat us to the gun and produce a religious discrimination act. And
what? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, so you have to be
this
nice.
This is very intriguing because you might recall that Israel Folau has been sort of hanging around as an irritant, and on right. the whole, you wouldn't have thought he had a great deal of sympathy. But this act will effectively protect him.
Protect him from all his sort of the garbage that he's putting up on social media?
Seems like it. Yes.
How will it protect him if it's supposed to...
So the idea is that a religious discrimination act will protect you from being judged on the basis of your religious views. Mm.
So it's and sort of a freedom of speech sort of?
So, yes, it's very definitely seen... The Australians are quite hot at the moment, leastwise the coalition government is quite hot on the issue of protecting minorities.
Okay.
And this doubtless reflects some of the people in the coalition, including the Premier himself. And it's interesting that they don't really have anything that exactly does that. Now, that's part of the reason is that, of course, it's a federal society, state, and there are laws in all the states that do some protections, but they don't do exactly the same protections. So this would be a federal act, and it would prohibit any discrimination of people on the grounds of their private religious views.
But in the case of Folau, didn't he make that public?
Well, a private view is allowed to be known about you, and you're allowed to express it. What you
okay.
can't do... I mean, this is where I think the law is going to become... need some pretty close in study, because... the law, apparently, what some of the religions would like is the right that they may discriminate against others. That is to say, that they could have exclusive employment rights so that, you know, a Catholic school need only appoint non-gays. And that would be the sort of issue that would come up.
Right.
In New Zealand, churches have that right, but church schools do not have that right.
Mm.
And so the Australian government seems very reluctant to get into the issue of having the right to dismiss on the grounds that somebody's religion doesn't meet your expectations. But they do want to protect the right of a person, because they, as they see it, Folau operated in his private time expressing his religious views and preaching at his church, the lovely message of hate that he specialises in. But that was his right in his private time.
But Peter, doesn't it go beyond his private time? Because on some level, he is an ambassador for Australian rugby.
Yeah.
So is it not on...
Well, that's Australian rugby.
Yes, I don't know.
Whose problem is it? Is it his private...
Where would that argument stop, though?
Yeah.
Well, Australian rugby would have to have a stance on whatever topic he's talking about.
Right. Yes. So this would actually prevent employers... As I understand, I mean, there's a long paper in the Australian Parliament that discusses what they're trying to achieve, and they're quite anxious to say what they're not trying to achieve. They're not trying to give people the right to discriminate against others. They are trying, it would seem, to particularly protect minorities that might feel as though their views are not acceptable to wider Australian society. And it's interesting, in the list of citations they give, are a lot of examples of Christian minorities in Muslim and Hindu countries who've been persecuted against. Mm. And that actually is a difference to Australia and New Zealand, that, for example, they've taken a lot of Christian refugees from Syria, and New Zealand has not been willing to do a religious test as to who that they will give refugee status to.
Mm.
which probably means that Christians don't get to come here very much, because on the whole, it's the sending government that chooses who gets to be refugees, which may seem a bit crazy, but that's often the way it is. Now,
where are we at here? Is it good or bad?
It kind of feels like it's they're trying to do something good, but it sounds like the outcome is actually, in fact, going to be terrible.
Actually, you know, this is one of the deepest puzzles of our modern society, that it is very, very easy to back, to say that I will protect your rights as long as it's a reasonable case that you're presenting. Mm. But reason is in the eyes of the beholder. For example, the Chinese government's view of the Hong Kong protesters is very, very different from the Western view of those protesters. And in the case of religious discrimination, I mean, most of the people who probably will need protection against these rights are not the sorts of people that we would necessarily like or want to get along with. Should we be defending their rights? See, the classic case in the American context was the people who wouldn't do a wedding cake. What was it? Cake company that wouldn't ice a wedding cake for a gay couple?
Yes.
Mm. So, I mean, this raises the question of two conflicting rights. The rights of the gay community to be treated equally and not to experience prejudice, and the right of individuals on religious grounds to not do certain things. And on the whole, the Australian proposal seems to sit on the right to give you the right not to do things, but not to give you the right to do things, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's not a very positive right. It doesn't give the right to discriminate against others, but it does give you a right to protect your identity.
Does it give New Zealand a good platform or something, a good document to look at when we develop any law of our own here?
New Zealand has, in the Human Rights Act, specifically includes religion among the human rights that people have. Mm. So the Falau case, I would imagine, couldn't have exactly happened as it did in New Zealand. Because in New Zealand, I think you would be able to bring to an employment court anything that dictated what religious expressions the person could make.
Mm.
Now, as long as it was seen as religious expression.
Yeah.
And though there is a bit of unevenness in the New Zealand law, because there's not quite the same protection, for example, for transgendered people are not mentioned in the Human Rights Act. And therefore, they're not as well protected. And the full protection of gay and lesbian people is not... It's only partially protected in our human rights legislation. So it's all a messy situation, because, unfortunately, two sets of human rights conflict.
Yeah.
One is the right of people to hold whatever religious views they believe have, and to some extent to act on them, but then you're not allowed to undertake acts that restrict or conflict with other people's human rights.
Yeah, and I think kind of like what John said as well, it comes with more weight if you've got followers, you know, that then you're like inciting something on behalf of your
exactly
opinion.
But exactly,
you know,
when you start inciting, I think that even in the Australian law, you would break the law.
Right, right. Now, Peter, you don't want to talk about the Pope getting locked in the elevator?
I don't believe it.
Yeah, he got stuck in an elevator for 25 minutes.
That was a great I don't believe it.
I think this raises the most deep issues. I mean, what?
I know, we all thought he could levitate.
Could do in that out. Terrifying moment. There could have been crimes galore.
He thanked all the firemen in his special language of what he speaks.
Peter in Big Hungry, I missed this news article. So quickly, where was the Pope stuck in an elevator? For how long?
I don't think Peter knows.
I don't know.
I'm
hastily looking online right at this moment. I'm frantic with concern.
I heard it this morning. It's a little fun piece. Just end on that. Let's end on laughing at the Pope stuck in an elevator for 25 minutes. Feels quite good. I think
right. Whole audience is going to be rushing online to try and find it. Yes, he got stuck. Right, there we are.
What happened was he went in the elevator and then they took the glass box in the elevator, put the glass box on him and he couldn't get out. No, I don't know what happened. Elevator broke. Happens.
Yes.
All right, Peter.
That is good. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, mate. I'm glad I could tell you something, actually. Cheers, mate.